సీయింగ్ శ్లోక 20 నిరాశీర్ యత చిత్తాత్మా త్యక్త సర్వ పరిగ్రహ శారీరం కేవలం కర్మ కుర్వన్ ఆప్నోతి కిల్బిషం. సో ఇన్ ద ప్రీవియస్ శ్లోక కృష్ణ స్టార్టెడ్ టు డిస్కస్ ఫర్దర్ ది జ్ఞాన కర్మ సన్యాస యోగ ఆర్ విద్వత్ సన్యాసి అండ్ హీ సెడ్ దిస్ విద్వత్ సన్యాసి క్యాన్ బి డివైడెడ్ ఇన్ టు టూ టైప్స్ that Vidvat Sannyasi who is very much in the society, in the Grahastha Ashrama, playing an active role in life, like a husband, like a king, like a manager, this is the Pravritti Margastha Vidvat Sannyasi. So for all practical purposes, his individuality is very much there, being in society as a husband and father, whatever may be the relationship. So he has been active in society. But even though these activities, these relationships are there, he clearly knows very well that all these statuses belong to the body, belong to anatma and not to atma. He knows very well. I, the atma, am not a husband, nor father, nor employee, nor manager, none of those things. I am free from all these statuses. He knows it very well. And at anatma level, at the body level, all these things will continue. They are not going to stop, they are going to continue. And a time will come when they will also go away. When his prarabdha ends or when he takes to sannyasa ashrama, all these things also will go away. This is one type of sannyasi, vidvat sannyasi. And the second type of sannyasi he told about is the one who does not play any such role at all in society, who has taken up to the nivritti marga instead of the pravritti marga, who is not playing any role in society. He has no wife, no children, nor employee, no bank account either. So he is such a person who is totally secluded from everything in day-to-day life. So naturally what he does, his activities are not going to be too many because he is secluded completely. He has no responsibilities either. He has no college admission to worry about, no daughter to be married. All those things are not there for him. And what is the only thing that he has? Shariram kevaram karma. He has to only take care of his body. He has to keep it clean. He has to feed the body to make it at least, you know, to sustain the body. He has to do only that thing. So whatever minimum activity is necessary for the maintenance of the body, actually Shankaracharya says, snana panadi karma. That all he does. He has to take snana, keep the body clean. He has to take something to eat so that the body can be sustained. That's all he does. If at all he does any duty, that duty is what? Is propagation, the maintenance of the Guru Shishya Parampara. That's all he does. Whatever he knows, he teaches people and he spreads this Dharma wherever he goes, whomsoever is interested, he shares his wisdom. That is all this person does. And if nobody is interested, Atmaneva Atmana Tushtaka. He is very happy with himself. He doesn't care if somebody comes to learn, fine. Somebody doesn't come to learn also, doesn't matter for him. So we have got the Nivritta Margastha Sannyasi and also Pravritta Margastha Vidvat Sannyasi. So we have got two types. This is what Krishna talked about in the last class. And what Krishna wants to say is, there is no difference between these two at all. Whether he is a Pravritti Margastha Vidvat Sannyasi or Nivritti Margastha Vidvat Sannyasi, no difference between them. There is no inferiority or superiority between them. Both are equal jnanis. One is in Grahastha Ashrama, others in Sannyasa Ashrama, but both are equally jnanis and they both of them equally enjoy Jivan Mukti. Both are Atmanyevam Atmana Tushtaha. Why both are same? Because both are not identified with anatma. Both have identified themselves only with the atma, not with the anatma at all. And anatma and its roles, they don't identify with them at all. Actually, in the 20th shloka, we get the active type. The active type, the one who is a grahastha sannyasi, the one who is in the grahastha ashrama, who is a jnani. Tyaktva karma palasangam nitya trupto nirashrayaha karmanyabhi pravrtopi naiva kinchit karoti saha. So, in the Shloka 21, Krishna discusses the other type of Vidvat Sannyasi. The jnani who renounces everything and is away from all roles, all the roles, who stops to be a husband, who stops to be a son, no connection with the world at all. That is the other sannyasi. When he cuts that tie, then we should remember one thing clearly. We should remember that it is not to evade the responsibility that is done. He is cutting the ties not to evade the responsibility when he takes up sannyasa. Actually, what he does, he cuts his tie with a few people to connect with the entire world. He cuts the tie with a few people, like wife, husband, or you know, children, or whomsoever other relationships, but to have the entire world to be connected to him. So a sannyasi is not escaping when he cuts off the tie with his own people. He's not escaping from anything. For him, the whole world is his bandhu. Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam. He is such a jnani. He is such a sannyasi. And such a nivritti margastha vidvat sannyasi Krishna is talking about here. And why does he take this? Because he is nirashi. Nirashi means he does not have to achieve anything in family life at all. This person doesn't have to achieve anything in family life. When I have some desire to have children, to have a wife and all those things around, then, for example, people normally, putreshanam, pitteshanam, lokeshanam, you know, people all have this kind of these afflictions. So, yeshanatrayam, they call it. For this person, yeshanatrayam api nasti yasya. So, nirashi. And therefore what? Tyakta sarva parigraha. He has given up all belongings. All belongings, all possessions, everything he gives up. He should not have a house. He will not have any money of his own. He will not have anything. For this person, kaupina yuganam vasaham, kantam shita nivariniyam, paduke dvecha grinniyatam, kuriyatnam anyasyam sangrahaha. That's what it is said about him. He can have minimum dress. Minimum dress, kaupini yuganam vasaham, dress to only cover the body, and kantam, it's a rag also. It is not also a full cloth. It's a rag cloth. That's what he is having. For what? Shita nivarini, to take care of the cold. That's all he is having a cloth for. Not a costly cloth, it's a rag cloth only. And what else? Paduke dvecha. He has got two padukas. That's all he is having so that he can go around. Kuriyat na anyasyam sangraha. He does not possess anything else. That is that person. That is called Tyaktam Sarva Parigraha. Who has renounced everything, which is called sannyasa or nivritti marga here. That's what Krishna says. So when he takes to sannyasa, what is important condition for him? Yata chitta atma. Krishna says, yata chitta atma. Having control. Yata here means what? Niyata. Niyatam is chitta, is mind. And atma, atma is sharira. It's not the Sachidananda atma, it's the body. Atma here means the body. So atma will take actually different meanings in different contexts. We have already told earlier. Having control, his body and mind. Both are very important. Had to come into body and mind. Because he will have lot of free time. You know, the sannyasi, he will have lot of free time. He's in a grahastha ashrama, he has no free time at all. Always some problem or the other to solve. Whereas for the sannyasi, who has is the nivritti margasya sannyasi, he has all the free time, nothing to do. So a lazy mind is a devil's workshop. So it's a workshop. So many things are made there. It's a workshop for him. But for this sannyasi, he knows very well, even though his mind is at that time free, he has nothing else to do because he has a lot of free time. His food also is what? He is not making his own food. Bhavati Bhikshandehi, he has to get food from somebody else also. From somewhere else he has to get. And clothes also same thing. Someone gives the clothes for him. He doesn't buy. He has no motivation to buy any of those things. So lot of time he has got. So if he does not have any body and mind control, with so much of time at your disposal, the mind will go in all directions. So that is why he has to focus the mind, concentrate the mind on something that is towards the Ishvara. So dhyayato vishayan pumsaham sangasteshu bajayate. We have seen, for the one who dwells in sense objects, vishayan, sense objects, the association with them is generated. The one who dwells with them, the association naturally is generated towards them. So, for example, some scholar has, you know, he said, the sign of maturity of a person can be found by what? How he spends his free time. How a person spends his free time, that is the sign of maturity of a person. If he takes to, you know, read all this rubbish novel, all the junk movie and those kinds of things, is that person. If the free time is there, he wants to go to, you know, listen to some Bhagavad Gita, learn it somewhere, or some of the spiritual things, that is another person. So we know how a person spends his free time. Because active time, you have to go to work, you cannot escape from that. You have to do the duties at your house, you cannot escape from that. So all those things are all duties. You have no choice. Whereas here, they have a choice. If somebody has to take up, the free time is there. Free time only is a choice. Whether to play a lot of video games or to do something else, it's a choice. right? So otherwise, grahastha-ashrama is better because he will have enough karma to fulfill all that desires he will have. So no problem at all. So idle mind is a devil's workshop. So that is why you don't want to keep your mind idle. Always focus it towards constructive things. So many nice things to do in life. So even if he has some free time, he has the plan for. He has to plan for tomorrow. All these things are there. So yata chittatma, ever he is free, either he will teach shastras or he will think of shastras. That's all he will be doing. If there are people to learn, he will teach them. Or if there is nobody to learn, he will be thinking of that, reveling on them. This is the asana he will be doing. So that's what Acharya says, Vedanta Vakyeshu Sadaramantaha, Bhikshanna Matrena Chatushtimantaha, Ashokavantaha, and then what? Karunaikavantaha, Kaupinavantaha, Kalu Bhagyavantaha. Even though this person has nothing else, he has got only a Kaupinam Bhagyavantaha. No afflictions of any kind for him. So such a person, so Vedanta Vakyeshu Sadaramantaha, Patanam Patanam Eva. Either he will be reading or he will be teaching. That's all. So Adhyayanam and Adhyapanam. That's what he will be doing all the time. These are the only two things. Yata Chittatma. Okay, don't they do any karma at all? They are doing like this. Don't they do any karma at all? They also have to do some minimum karma. And what are those karma? Shariram Kevalam Karma. Krishna says, Shariram Kevalam Karma. They do only the minimum necessary karma for the maintenance of the body. Shariram Kevalam Karma. Sharira Yatra Matra. Shariram Rakshana. So for protecting the body, for sustaining the body, they have to do whatever minimum karma they have to do, they have to do that. Then we may ask the question, why should we maintain the body at all? What is the need for them to maintain the body? The reason should be again carefully seen. The Ajnanis, the ignorant people, the body conscious people, the Anatmavadis, what they do? They also maintain the body. They also maintain the body really very well. They put a lot of soap and shampoo and spray, all those things they do to maintain this body. So treadmilling, we have to do treadmilling, so the body has to be maintained. Muscle toning, they have to tone the muscles. They have to do all that thing. In all these, we maintain the body for what? As a source of ananda, as a source of joy. If you do that, then what it becomes? It becomes samsara. If you maintain the body for the sake of these things, we may say we need to keep a healthy body. Healthy body should be a byproduct. That should not be a main thing. By your activity, for example, when you do, every day you do Sandhya Vandana Karma, you do so many Surya Namaskaras, you do so many these things, if you do, that is the main karma. The health becomes a byproduct. By doing so much of pranayama, health becomes a byproduct. But that is part of the other karma, which is the main karma, which is the sadhana. So that's what a person should do. If you are focusing only on body building, then it is samsari for that person. So jnanis, they do not do this for the sake at all. But his body has come out, is also come out, and is continuing because of what? He has got a janma, he has got a body, and it is continuing to live because of what? Prarabdha. Because of his prarabdha. Prarabdha has thrown him into the world. He has got the body because of prarabdha. He is sustaining the body because of prarabdha. And one day when the prarabdha ends, his body also will go away. So it is pushed by prarabdha. That is what he knows. The jnani knows all the time. So the law of karma is the law of the Lord that he knows. It is not in his hand. It is the law of the Lord. So body really belongs to the Lord. He knows the total creation. The Lord is the total creation. My body belongs to the Lord. He knows it. So he does not claim the body as his individual body. He doesn't claim it as his. But he accepts the body as belonging to the total. So the total means the samashti. It's belonging to the total. And so whatever the world has to benefit from this body, he always focuses on whatever the world will benefit from this body, that the world should get from this body. He always focuses to maintain the body with that attitude in mind. And therefore, whatever Lord wants to achieve through this body, whatever the Lord wants to achieve through the body, let it be achieved. I am only nimitta matram, only an instrument through whom the God has enabled to achieve certain things, that I should make use of the body to do that. So he does not obstruct the course of prarabdha at all. He doesn't try to fight prarabdha any time. Whatever is the course of prarabdha has taken, he just goes with it. That's what he does. So, what is the maintenance of the body here? If I am jnani, what is the maintenance of the body? It is not all those snanam, panam and all those praying. For him, it is not obstructing the course of prarabdha. That is maintaining the body for the jnani. But the jnani is not to obstruct the course of prarabdha. If the prarabdha is going to keep him, keep the body long, I have no problem, no objection. I have to live 92 years. Fine, no problem. If I have to live only 30 years, that is also fine. No problem. For him, he takes the course of prarabdha. If the body has to be taken away, no problem. If I have to keep if the body has to be active, no problem. If it has to be inactive also, no problem. Because he just prarabdhaya samarpitam, this person just makes this living. That is what the jnani does. But how does the jnani know this at all? Right? How does he know? This thing, this is what he is doing. What is prarabdha and all those things, how this person knows and drives through that. Once there is detachment and objectivity, these are too important. Once there is detachment and objectivity, a jnani can know what is coming because of prarabdha and what is coming because of ragadvesha. The jnani knows. Once you have detachment and objectivity, the jnani knows what is coming out of prarabdha and what is coming out of ragadvesha. He knows. For all of us, what? It is all ragadvesha only. For us, everything is ragadvesha only, and we do everything and justify it also because of ragadvesha. We have liking for certain things, so whatever we do, we justify because of that. We don't like certain things, so whatever we do, we justify because we don't like it also. Right? That's what we do. But the jnani has objectivity. He is objectivity, so he knows what is born out of ragadvesha. He knows extremely well, and what is purely objectivity, this person knows. So, shariram kevalam karma. Chala. Ask something.
Yeah. Mama, since he's a jnani, he knows that, after this, there's not going to be any more janma.
Yeah.
So that being the case, why should he even worry about sustaining his body?
That's what I'm telling. The prarabdha, you cannot stop. Prarabdha, he has to exhaust the prarabdha. So as long as he lives, he has to sustain the body. So that
but even if the prarabdha is not exhausted, he is not going to be born again.
He won't be born again. But otherwise, his body will be a burden to the society today. He has to maintain it. He doesn't want to be diseased, so that somebody has to maintain it and all that. When, for example, if he becomes inactive because he cannot maintain the body, somebody has to take care of it. So he doesn't want to be a burden to anybody. So he has to exhaust the prarabdha as it goes in a graceful way. Right? So kurvanna, even though he does, kilbisham na apunoti. Kilbisham means papa. He does not suffer from any papa at all, any karma palam at all. He does not, even if he does activity, he is not subjected to any karma palam or anything arising out of the palam. So this also we can easily find out whether we are protecting the body for the sake of our joy or our own enjoyment or for the fulfillment of prarabdha. Whether it is for the sake of joy. I take a lot of pressure in maintaining the body. Whether it is the case or whether it is due to prarabdha. If it is for the sake of the society, not for myself, I maintain the body so that I can be useful to the society, not for myself, then the body, it may grow old, it may fall sick, etc. But what will happen? I won't be affected. The body will grow old. Nobody can stop it. If it has to get sick, it will get sick. But it won't affect me. Okay? I consider that as the course of prarabdha. That's the course of prarabdha. But when there is attachment, then suffering comes, old age comes, and when death comes, I'm afraid, then I will not be able to bear it, I cannot face it also, if I have the attachment to the body. So wherever there is reaction, there is always attachment. So when there is reaction, there is always attachment. When there is no reaction, no attachment. You would take everything as prarabdha. You can say it both ways. This is chapter 22. Yadrichcha labha santushtaha.
Yadrichcha labha santushtaha. Yadrichcha labha santushtaha.
Dvandvati to vimatsaraha.
Dvandvati to vimatsaraha. Dvandvati to vimatsaraha.
Yadrichcha labha santushto. Dvandvati to vimatsaraha.
Yadrichcha labha santushto.
Samasiddhavasiddhau cha.
Samasiddhavasiddhau cha. Samasiddhavasiddhau cha.
त्वापि न निबध्यते समसिद्धावसिद्धौ च कृत्वापि न निबध्यते So in this sloka also the same jnani is discussed as was talked in the previous sloka. A jnani who has renounced all his possessions. Nivritti margastha vidvat sannyasi. So the question is now what? If he has withdrawn from all ties, has no family, no money, everything is not there, then he might not get whatever he wants, right? From food, dress and all those things, he may not get any of them. Whatever he wants, he may not get any of them. So because as a grahastha, we are extremely choosy now. As a grahastha, we are always choosy people. What we should have for breakfast, for lunch, always, you know, we give the menu before we go to work so that nice dinner is available in the evening. So even in the coffee, we have gradation. Whether you have medium, strong, whether it has to be espresso coffee with lot of all these things, we are choosy. So filter coffee, Madras filter coffee, all those things. So thus we are extremely choosy regarding what we drink, what we eat, what we dress. All those things, even, you know, everything we are so choosy. And the moment things are not so, according to our expectation and desire, then what we do? We get disappointed and we get even angry. So all those things come when our desire is not fulfilled. All these things happen. So if a person renounces everything, he might not get whatever he wants, but he has to be happy with whatever he gets. He cannot be unhappy with whatever he gets, he should be happy with. So, will jnani react for those things? Because he has to get whatever he, you know, he gets, he has to only take. So, will he react for those things? This is what is said here. Since he is Atmaneva Atmana Trushtaha, the one who is always reveling in Atman, who is always be happy, in the happy, this thing. And since Ananda comes from himself, he doesn't depend on any other external agency condition for his own Ananda. It comes from himself. He does not depend upon the fulfillment of Ragadvesha at all for his happiness. So he does not depend on any fulfillment of his Ragadveshas, what his likes and dislikes for his happiness at all. Fulfillment of Raga is getting what we want. And fulfillment of Dvesha is what? Getting rid of what we don't want. So both are this. So, getting what we want to get, raga. What we don't want to get, dvesha. So, both we are particular as ajnanis, they are all particular. So, in the case of an ajnani, happiness is dependent on external dvandva. Dvandva is what? Pairs of opposites. External dvandva, whereas jnani does not depend on them for his happiness at all. Then, why should he seek food? All these questions will come. Food is only for what? Sharira yatra matra. For just sustaining the body and not for ragadveshartham. That's what we should understand clearly. It is just to maintain the body and not for ragadvesham at all. So in our case, food has to serve twofold purposes. What are the twofold purposes? Removal of hunger, number one. And number two, cater to the tongue. Removal of hunger is what you can eat anything. Take lot of, you know, that parkai. It will fill the parkai is a bitter good or what they call it. It will fill the stomach, but I don't like it. It's all so bitter. Don't want it. Right? So whereas a jnani, he does not have the second one at all, not fulfilling the taste of the tongue. He doesn't have any such attachment at all. So he says, Yadricha Lapa Santushtaha. Yadricha by chance. He didn't wish that. By chance, by accident. Actually, in our shastras, this is very, very peculiar in our shastras. We do not accept anything like a chance or probability or any of those things. In our shastras, there is no probability, no chance. Everything has a purpose, description, no problem at all. So, in our shastras, we never accept neither the chance or the accident. So, it has to be understood as prarabdha. If anything happens, prarabdha. Not by chance it happened, happened because of prarabdha. It has happened. So, jnani completely leaves his life to prarabdha. That's what it does. So, if prarabdham brings tasty food, fine. He will enjoy it. Nothing stops. Nobody says you should not enjoy it. Prarabdham today, somebody made an extremely nice pal payasam and brought it. Drink it, no problem. Okay, nothing is wrong in that. If it is not so tasty also, that's fine too. For him. So, you know, this is, there is a, some, actually I went to somebody's house for a graha pravesam. they did a grahapravesham in their house, so they invited me, so I went there. So they did the, you know, they normally boil the milk and all that thing. So they wanted me to take the first milk after doing to Nevedyam and all. So they brought it in a small cup and all that thing. And I drank it and I put it in my mouth. And I could not spit it and I could not do anything. It is there, but I am not able to swallow it. Also, for a moment, I am like this. So they thought that they have not put enough sugar at all. So it is not that tasty. So they added some more of the same stuff. What they have put was salt instead of sugar. I could not throw that salt away because it's difficult. I cannot spit in that place, it's so difficult. At the same time, they think there is no salt, they are adding more salt. What can you do? Okay. So if prarabdham brings tasty food, enjoy it. If it is not, what you can do? Okay. Therefore, yedricha. Yedricha means prarabdhena. That's what they put. Or we can put it as Daivachaya. It is all Ishvara Sankalpa. So this is what I got today. So both are one and the same. So Yedricha, Daivachaya or Prarabdha, whatever you want to call it. So he takes it only as Ishvara sent thing. It's not something that's made by given to somebody. Ishvara sent this thing today. And actually here we are talking about food, but for anything. It doesn't matter, just only food is an example. It can be anything. Anything, whatever he gets, it can be for anything we can extend it. So everything that comes by Prarabdha. Tena labena, by that gain, tena labena, santushta. He is very happy. So whatever he gets by whatever any of this means, he is happy. Not just tushta, santushta, he is very happy. It is not just he is happy, he is very happy with whatever he gets. And actually some commentator, he intelligently, he splits this compound also in another way. Yedrichaya, alaba santushta api. This only labha santushta, whatever he gains. So whatever he does not get also, he is happy. So whether it is what he gains or whatever he doesn't gain, he is always happy. You know, I always give this example. President of India is always happy whether to hire or fire a person. He is always happy. If you have to hire a person, good. For the sake of the nation, good. The good of the nation, he hired somebody. But for the sake of the good of the nation, again, he has to fire somebody. Again, it is also good. So for him, he is ever pleased. So that is how. As an example, I am telling, but we will not be ever pleased. But a jnani. A jnani is ever pleased. So, yadrichaya, alapa santushtaha api. Like, the, you know, there's a beggar. You know, this beggar, he threatened. He says, if you don't give bhiksha today, I will do what I did yesterday. That's what he told her. She said, what did you do yesterday? Yesterday was Ekadashi for me. So, today also will be Ekadashi. That's it. So, what's the big deal? So that's what he did. So what did he do? I consider it as Ekadashi. So any day food is not available, it is Ekadashi for him. For this jnani, he doesn't worry about it. So yadricham labha alabha santushtaha. We have to understand it that way. So happy with whatever is got or whatever is not got also. And why is he happy with this? Because dvantvatitaha. He is dvantvatitaha means he is beyond the pairs of opposites. Pairs of opposites don't bind him at all. He is beyond them. He does not classify the world into positive and negative. He doesn't do that at all. What is welcome, what is not welcome. He doesn't classify them that way. Good, bad, raga, dvesha. All those things he doesn't have. All those divisions he doesn't have. So he is dvantvatitaha. And why does not he have this division? Right? He is jnani. Why doesn't... So is he colorblind or what? Because these colorblind people, you know, they cannot differentiate colors. So you see also this jnani is also color blind. His eyes, they do see differences. He sees ups and downs in life. He sees them all. So eye will still report differences. When the eye sees different colors, it will report differences to the brain. But behind the eye, what he has got? He uses his buddhi. He uses his buddhi, which has the wisdom. That buddhi is not this some brain, some physics or mathematics brain. It is a brain with wisdom. If even though the nama rupa drishtaya, there is difference. By the name and form, there is difference between them. But adhishtana drishtaya, from the point of view of adhishtanam, there is no difference at all in anything. He knows sarvam kalu idam brahma. He understands that very well. So whether it is wave, whether it is bubble, whether it is ocean, river, pond, does not matter. They are all only bodies of water. He understands water substantially in and through every one of them. He doesn't, even though they look different. There is a lot of differences in their name, form, even in their karma, but he sees only in and through all of them, what are alone, substantially, essentially. So that's what he says. So names, forms and functions, they may differ, but the content does not differ from his outlook. So Jnani is awake to the content. Jnani is awake to the content, which is Brahman. And so he does not see or take the difference between one another. He doesn't look at them at all. That is why actually in the second chapter we already saw Yanisha Sarvabhutanam Tasyam Jagrati Samyami. We saw that thing already. The difference between a Jnani and an Ajnani is like day and night. Day and night. Diagonally opposite things. Because the Ajnani sees the differences in the Nama, Rupa and Karma. Whereas Jnani does not see those differences at all. Jnani sees only the oneness behind all Nama, Rupa and Karma. So Dvandva Atitaha Sarvatra Samadrishtihi. So this is what will be going to be highlighted in the next chapter. Advaita Darshanam in the fifth chapter. Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmani Gavi Hastini Shurichaivam Shopakecham Panditaha Samadarshinaha. So this is the Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmani. A Brahmana who is so much of very learned person with lot of Vinayam, such a learned scholar. A gavi, a large, a very nice cow, hastini, an elephant, shunichaiva, a dog, shvapakecha, the guy who eats a dog. He sees in and through all of them the same chaitanya. Even though by nama, rupa and karma they are all different, but this person can see in and through all of them only the chaitanya Brahman. Even though external world they are all different. Okay, so whether it is a barking dog, always disturbing an elephant or whatever it is, this person sees them all as one. And actually, again, the sixth chapter also we are going to see. Sugrin Mitraryu Dasinam Madhyastam Deva Bandushum Sadushvapi Chapapeshu Samabuddhir Visishyate. Whether it is a friend, whether it is an enemy, whatever it is, this person looks at him with Samabuddhi. Samabuddhi means with equanimity. So, throughout Jnana Drishti, Samadrishti is what this Jnani has. So, Dvandva Atitaha. And Vimatsaraha. Vimatsaraha. He is free from Matsarya Bhavaha. Matsarya Baba is what? Jealousy. He has no jealousy of any kind. Jealousy born out of what? Comparison and competition. He is always jealous of the other person because he compares himself with him. And he always wants to compete with him. All this he does. So whereas the Jnani is not a competitor in the society at all. He has nobody to compete with. Jnani is not a competitor in society at all. If he wants something or if he has got the food in hand and immediately if someone comes and then says, oh, I am hungry, he will give that food also away to him. He has nobody to compete with. He is not going to hold that food. Oh, this guy has come. I have to know this is my food. No. Somebody comes and he wants the food, he will just give it away to him. He is not going to be bothered about that at all in any way. And by giving it to him, he is not going to also become ecstatic. Oh, what a nice thing. I had only little I gave. I am a great, you know, what a, you know, Dharma Prabhu I am. He is not going to think either. That is his attitude. So free from all such false, such vimatsaraha. So competition has a plus point. Of course, growth is there. By competing with others, you want to grow. That is not bad in society, that's fine. But the negative component of competitive spirit is what? Is jealousy. That one should not foster. To grow is no problem. You at least want to grow, that's no problem. But if you want to have jealousy out of that, tension out of that, worry out of that, that's a problem. So Jnani is vimatsaraha. And samaha siddhav asiddhav cha. Whatever he does may succeed or may not succeed. He may do some action. That action may succeed or it may fail. No problem at all. He is equanimous with respect to success and failure. He has no such difference at all. Siddhav means in success and asiddhav in failure. In success and in failure, he is samaha. He is equanimous. And the reason is again the same. Because success and failure are not going to disturb his what? His Purnatvam. He is already Purnaha. So for a Purnaha, what is there for him to gain? And what is there for him to lose? Ever Purnaha. So there is nothing to lose, nothing to gain. So success and failure do not bother him at all. But in our case, what happens? By success, we think we are going to be better off. By failure, we think we are going to lose our values or whatever. So that's what we think. So that's the difference between a Jnani and an Ajnani. So we expand and contract according to our success and failure because we are finite. Whereas a Jnani is infinite, and he has nothing to either gain more or lose. He has nothing to lose. So for a jnani being infinite, success is not going to improve him in any way, and failure is not going to decrease his life also in any way. No appreciation nor depreciation. So he is samaha. And here also we should very carefully understand, last class itself I told, the difference between a karma yogi and a jnani. Because the same thing is told about karma yogi also. We saw in the last class, right? Yogastha kuru karmani sangam tektva dhananjaya siddha siddhayo samobhutvam samatvam yoga uchyate. We saw for karma yogi. There also samatvam is what is prescribed there. We should not get confused between what is prescribed for a karma yogi and what is given as the characteristic of a jnani. For a karma yogi, it is a prescription. It is a sadhana. He has to strive to achieve it. It is deliberate for him. Whereas for a jnani, this is spontaneous. He lives that. He lives with the samabuddhi all the time. That is spontaneous to him. For a karma yogi, it is still an accomplishment. It's a sadhana. He has to still strive for it. For a jnani, it is natural. It is spontaneous. He lives that. So that is the difference between a karma yogi and a jnani. Even for jnana yoga, for a jnana yogi, this is not spontaneous yet. Jnana yogi, he understands it very well. But still he has to go through the sadhana of jnana marga to become a jnani ultimately. In the second chapter itself, actually, this is a prajna portion when Krishna talked about that thing. He said there, dukkeshum anuvignamanaham sukeshum vigataspraham vidaragamaya krodaham sthitadi puniruchyate. That's what he told already. This is the prajna portion which we saw earlier. And this portion can be compared, but not karma yoga portion. You can compare the jnani with the sthira prajna portion taught in the second chapter, not the karma yoga portion. So, sama siddhava siddhavcha, such a person, kritva api, even if he does action, kritva, even if he does some action, na nibadhyate, he is not bound. So, even if he does engage himself in any action, any activity, he is not going to be bound by the punya papa, by the merits and demerits of that action. The action does not bind him. Dagda bijavate. We saw that example in the last class. Like a roasted seed. A seed can germinate if it is a nice seed. But if germinate means what? It can give rise to a plant, a tree, whatever, all that. They are all the phalam. From that seed they can come. But a roasted seed cannot germinate. So there is no other thing coming out of them. So even though this jnani can engage in action, because he is like a roasted seed, no karma param will bind this jnani. Okay, that's what the example was given in the last class. And that is why even Shastra does not put any restriction on a jnani. For a jnani, Shastra does not put any restriction, no rituals, none of those things for him. He can be whatever he wants to be. Because nothing is going to bind him. So we can never judge a jnani in terms of his activity or even compare one in terms of his activity. We cannot judge any jnani by his activity. One jnani may be very active. He may be going all around the place. Do not judge him by that. Do not compare him also with another jnani. Oh, this jnani is sitting quiet. He is very evolved person, always closed his eyes. Whereas the other jnani, you know, he is going around all the places, establishing that ashrama, this ashrama. So he must be a very rajasic person. Don't make any such judgments at all. Because a jnani is a jnani. So once jnanam is there, activity or no activity, both are not to bind this person. He is not getting any punya papa because of any activity or inactivity. So, kritva api na nibadhyate. He is not bound.
Gata sangasya muktasya.
Jnana avasthita chetasaha. Gata sangasya muktasya jnana avasthita chetasaha samagram pravilīyate.
So
Krishna comes back again to the grahastha jnani here. received the Pravritti Margastha Vidvat Sannyasi, who is still in the Grahastha Ashrama. He comes back to that topic again. He emphasizes actually more of this, a Grahastha Sannyasi. He emphasizes more of this because what? Both the teacher and the student, both are Grahasthas. Krishna is a Grahastha and Arjuna also is a Grahastha. So he is emphasizing more of this. You can be still in Grahastha Ashrama in activity, no problem. But still you can be a Jnani. That's what he is telling. So, what Krishna wants to here emphasize is, O Arjuna, I am very much a grahastha. Myself, I am very much a grahastha. I am doing all the nityam naimittika karmas. All of them I do. I am even doing my duty towards you. What is my duty towards you now? I am your charioteer. I am your chauffeur. So, I am doing even that duty also. But I don't find all these activities to be any problem to me at all. I have so many of these activities. I am engaged, but I am not finding any of them as a problem to me. Whereas you are finding it as a problem for you now. That's what he is telling. So I am also facing varieties of situations, but nothing binds me. Why? Because of my knowledge. Because of my wisdom. Tasya kartaram api maam vidhi akartaram avyayam. We already saw that. Chadurvanya maya system in the shloka. We already saw this thing. So even though I am engaged in all of them, akartaram. I am akarta completely. So, since I remember this fact, all the time, I am ever actionless in spite of being in the domain of action. So, I am ever actionless. So, Arjuna, if I can be active and ever be free from the same time, at the same time, see, we already saw actionlessness through action. We already saw in the last class. So, if I can be ever active and also be free from the activity at the same time, why can't you also choose the same course of action? Be in the domain of action and then feel free from any activity. So you also remain in the field of action and be a what? Jnana Karma Sannyasi. Jnana Karma Sannyasi or a Vidvat Sannyasi. So since Krishna wants to emphasize this sannyasa here throughout Bhagavad Gita, even though he mentions other types of sannyasas, which is getting away from family and all that, Krishna is only serious about this type of sannyasa, because this is the one where you are in the Grahastha Ashrama, still you can be detached and lead your life. He says, the karma of that Pravritti Margastha Vidvat Sannyasi is karma samagram praviliyate. All the activities, karma samagram, all the activities of such a jnani, who remains in the Grahastha Ashrama and doing all his duties in the Grahastha Ashrama, samagram karma praviliyate, it dissolves that itself. As he does the karma, they all get dissolved also. It does not germinate into samsara. All his actions, even though he is engaged in all those actions, it does not germinate into samsara. It does not produce punya papa. And because of that, it does not give rise to punarapi maranam, punarapi jarnam also. No more birth and no more death for him. So, jnana karma sannyasinaha samagram karma priviliyate. And why it priviliyate is resolved? So, why is it resolved? Now, the glory of that jnani is given here. Gata sangasya, because he is free from all sanghas, all attachments. This jnani is free from all attachments. Gataha sangaha yasmatsaha. So he is free from all these attachments. Even though for vyavaharika purposes, for practical purposes, he is a father, he is a husband, he is a manager. For the practical purposes, he has to play all these roles. He cannot get out of them. He has to fulfill all his duties. So he has to be in the Grahastha Ashrama, fulfilling the duty of the father, husband, wife, whatever it is, he has to do all of them. At the same time, even though he is involved in those roles, he is always aware. They are all for the anatma body, not for me. They don't bind me. He just looks at the role as that of an actor. Okay, this is called Gata Sangatva. Being involved in all the activities, but looking at them as if they are a drama, as if you are acting a role. So that is called Gata Sangatvam, not giving too much reality to the role in the drama. So when we are on the stage, we have to identify with that role. Otherwise, your acting won't be proper. People won't enjoy it. So when you are doing, you know, acting in a drama, you have to be one with the role. That's how it is, right? But do not extend it to the green room, right? So you had a nice role, play it. Come to the green room, come back to reality. At that time, what you should ask? How was my acting? You cannot ask, how was I? Don't ask, how was my acting? It should imply only, how was my acting? So, Gata Sangaha. The one who remembers it all the time. Actually, Acharya has written very beautifully, you know, this other shloka, you know. Name mrityu sankha, name jadi bedaha, vidanaiva menaiva matara janma, na banduhu, na mitram, guru naiva sishyaha. Chidananda rupaha, shivoham, shivoham. All the time, Chidananda rupaha, shivoham. That is, I am that Ishvara, I am that Atma. Chidananda surupaha, all these things are all only what? Namarupa and karma, they are all acting. So whenever he is alone, he identifies himself with this thought, shivoham, shivoham. And the moment the son or wife comes, next moment what happens? Immediate transformation. Oh, how are you? I love you. Everything goes. The next moment. But when he is private, he knows all the time, I am shivoham. He knows that. So I have to take up the role of a father immediately when the child comes. Role of a husband, immediately the wife comes. All that I should do, employ everything. There is no question for any of those things. If not, the drama will be a confusion. Right? When you act, you should be perfect. Otherwise, it will be a confusion. So, I don't disturb the drama. But once a while, I come to the green room. And then I know. At that time, I know my Swarupa. I am not that thing. So, early morning when you get up, sit in the bed for that 1 minute. And tell yourself what? Siddhananda Rupaham, Shivoham, Shivoham. The moment you get on the bed, then everything starts, right? From taking this child to school, everything starts at that time. You have to do all that thing. And again, the moment I go to the bed in the night, again tell myself, Chidananda Rupaham, Shivoham, Shivoham. So, this is what a person will be doing. This is the way. So, this Jnani is Vesha Rahitaha. He has no such Vesha at all. So, Chidananda Rupaham, Shivoham. So, between every role I play in life, I should remember this. Whatever role I take up, between every role, at the time of playing the role, do it perfectly. Once the role is over, remember what I am, Gata Sangaha. Okay. And Muktasya, he is ever liberated. This Jnani is ever liberated. Why? Because all problems, they all belong to what? To only the relative roles. Problems belong only to the relative roles. Intrinsically in myself, there is no father's problem, no wife's problem, no son's problem at all, intrinsically. But they are all problems of the role, whatever role play I do. So, no problem is there in the real me. The real me means capital me. In the real me, there is no problem at all. So, always he remembers that. So, problems belong to the upadhi. Upadhi means medium. All the problems, whatever I face, they all belong to the body, belong to the medium, to anatma, to the panchakosha. They all belong to the body only. They all don't belong to me. I am ever free from any problem. That's what he understands. So, we should always remember that at the atma level, at the chaitanyam level, I am ever free from problems. At the anatma body level, I am never free from problems. You should understand all the time. At the atma level, I am ever free. At the anatma body level, I am never free. Always some problem or the other will be there. So we should face them. We should not try to run away from them. We should never think of a role where problem is not there at all. If you think the manager, normally employee thinks, what manager, what a life this guy has. You know, he's got a separate room and all that thing. What is the big deal? You know, it's nice. You ask the manager, that guy will tell, oh my God, this is like a, you know, that Matralam stuff. You know, I got hitting by the employee and also my manager hits me. So that guy will cry also. Everybody will cry. So, all the people, there is nothing like a person is problem free. Everybody has some problem. Or if not a problem in the office, you go home, wife, it's something or the other. So, you have problem somewhere or the other. So, nobody is ever free from any problem at the body level. So, at the anatma level, I can never be free from problems. That acceptance should be there. So, when that acceptance is there, you focus your attention not to worry about the problem, but how to deal with the problem. Because our energy should be spent on how to manage the problems. Problems will be there. They will get crash on you. But we have to only try to find out how to deal with them, how to manage them. So, if you try to get out of the problem and all that thing, then it is escapism. We cannot escape from problems, then that will make us a coward. If you don't face your own problems, if you try to escape the problem, it will make you a coward. We cannot do that at all. So, I don't try to get in a Don't try to get problemless, you know. We always will have problems. There's no problem at all. Because if I try to escape from that, it makes me a coward. That is number one. And number secondly, what? Every role has one problem or the other. You have to accept it. So this acceptance is another one. If I run out of problems, it will make me a coward. I have, once the acceptance is there, I can be strong and try to face it. So for everything is only related. Okay. Then one may say the sannyasi role is free from problem. People might say, Grahastha sannyasi only has this problem. Sannyasi role has no problem at all. He has no problem at all, nothing to worry about it, right? So why not everybody take the sannyasa? Right? People are not doing that. Because they also understand there is problem there. Right? If you have to become a sannyasi also, there is problem they understand. Otherwise everybody wants to be problemless. So they can very easily take the sannyasa and be happy, no problem. But nobody does it. Why? Only very, very, very few people do it. Because the problems in that is even worse. To take to sannyasa and then, you know, previous night he worries, what is the worry? Tomorrow morning, who is going to give me coffee? First worry, who is going to give me bhiksha? All these things are worry for him. So, sannyasa ashrama, it looks better perhaps. It is not better at all in any way. So, the very fact that people only talk about sannyasi and never become a sannyasi, that itself shows how difficult that ashrama is. Very, very difficult. So, first insecurity. That's the biggest, right? Where will I stay? Where will I live? Who is going to support me? They are all endless worries. All that time they will have. So, muktasya, which is nothing but knowing that my roles will have problems, I welcome them. We should welcome any problem that comes. We should not try to run away from them. But I know I have no problem myself. These problems belong to the body. They will all be there. This is called mukti. So when a person is aware of it, as and when he lives, that is called mukti for him. And who is being talked about here? A grahastha jnani. A person who is in the grahastha ashrama, he is being talked about. Not a sannyasi ashrama. So who is very much amidst all activities, who is in the domain of all activities, but ever liberated, if he is in that position. And then how is he able to do all these things at all? He is ever liberated, but he is still engaged in all these activities. How is he able to do it? Jnanavastita chetasaha. Because of one reason, he never forgets the Vedantic teaching. The moment Vedanta is forgotten, samsara would immediately get crashed on him. Moment one forgets Vedanta, samsara will get crash on him. Where Vedanta is, there will be no samsara. Where Vedanta is not, samsara will be there very much. So this person is aware of that. That's why in the Dhyana Shloka, what it said, Gite Bhavadveshini. Bhavadveshi. Bhava is samsara. Dveshi is enemy. Bhagavad Gita is the enemy of samsara. It's the enemy of samsara. Samsara dveshi. So where there is Greek Gita, there is no samsara. So where there is Vedanta, there is no samsara. Where there is Gita, there is no samsara. And Dvaishi is enemy. So Vedanta and samsara are enemies. They cannot coexist. Same way Gita and samsara are enemies. Where there is Gita, there is no samsara. So jnana avasthita chetasaha. Chetas means mind. Avasthitaha means established. Avasthitaha and jnana, in knowledge. So established in knowledge. Mind established in knowledge. So jnane avasthitam chetaha yasyasaha jnana avasthita chetaha. Tasya. Okay. Then we may ask, how can I remember Vedanta when problem is up to my nose? That is the problem for a lot of us, right? Problem is, I am immersed in problem. Who is going to think of Vedanta? You know Gandhiji, what he says? When somebody is starving, don't go teach him Vedanta and religion. What you should do? Give him food. That is immediate need. You should take care of that first. So problems are over my head now. And you are now talking about all these Vedanta and all these things. What does it mean? These are all for people who have nothing else to do. They can go sit there and enjoy. Why are you teaching this to me? I forget what to do when I forget in the crucial moment. Because it's a crucial moment. I have so much of problem. I forget what to do at that time. That is why in the Sthitaprajna portion, Krishna, what did he point out? Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam. All these three must be there all the time. Right? Initially, we have to be sincere and seriously remember Vedanta. It's a deliberate abhyasa. Initially, it's a deliberate abhyasa. You have to practice yourself. It is difficult. It is a deliberate abhyasa. We have to strive to get practice in that. and I should spend as much time as possible in the remembrance of Vedanta initially, either by reading or writing or attending to classes or listening to some lectures or telling someone. As much time as possible I should spend in doing that. That is initially it is done. And once it has become natural to me, like a musician, you know, for a musician what it happens, initially he has to keep the Shruti box or Tambura by his side to play. And once he becomes a veteran, he doesn't need any of those. He can just open his mouth, music flows. That is how it comes, by Abhyasa. Not that something happened immediately, no. It is just because of Abhyasa. So a time comes when he even gets rid of the Shruti box at all, he can just play or sing any music, just by Abhyasa. In the same way, Vedanta also has come only by Abhyasa to him. By doing more and more, Nididhyasanam, keeping it in the mind all the time, 24 hours a day. That should be like the Shruti box going at the background. Should be always there, Vedanta should be there. I am doing this, I am doing that, all this, in the midst of activity, I am ever free. That activity, that knowledge should be there. That's why Krishna uses the word Jnana Avasthitam. Avasthitam means Jnana Nishta. He is ever established. Which alone, actually the second chapter we already saw, Yesham Brahmi Sthiti Partha. Brahmi Sthitihi. Or Sthira Prajnatvam. Jnana Avastha, Jnana Nishta. We saw that already in the second chapter. So, to a person who is ever established in Jnanam, and what Jnanam? Jnanam is what? That I, the Atma, am ever free from problems, and body, the Anatma, is never free from problems. So, it will have problems, I should accept that, and I should try to deal with them. I never pray to Lord that Anatma should be free from problems. Should never see, first thing we all do, right? Body, go to Lord and say, God, keep all problems away from my body. God cannot help it. Because who brought it? You brought it. Your prarabdha brought it. What God can do? He cannot do anything about it at all. So if we have to suffer, we have to suffer. But we, how we deal with it, that is where God has to give us the sadbuddhi. So if at all I pray, I only have to say that I should remember this Vedanta, that Anatma's problem cannot be removed. It can be managed. I cannot stop it. I should see his Anatma problem. That is all I should pray to God. God, give me the buddhi to view this as Anatma's problem, and I should have the awareness to do that, deal with that all the time. Because body means what? Old age, right? Body, sickness, all these things are body, death. That is all what? Belonging to Anatma. You can never challenge them. They are facts. One will grow old. You cannot stop it. Some people may be very healthy and all. That's fine. Some people, they are 90 years old. So they may not have even one single gray hair. Fine. Like lucky man. But still, you cannot stop him. He cannot live forever. Right? So this cannot be stopped at all. So accept it. Only understand. God, give me that knowledge so that I will be able to appreciate it. And again, family. Some people, you know, in the family, always you have something or other. Some people may agree, some people may not agree. Husband, wife may agree, may not agree. Brother-in-law may not agree. All those things will be there in the family. You cannot stop them. Because each individual is an individual. So he will have his own whims and fancies, his own likings, dislikes. He will always have. He is entitled to his own views. So always, if your views do not agree, you don't have to fight. You don't know how to deal with it. Right? That's all. This is a problem everywhere. Even in when you run organizations, in companies, in families, everywhere there is a problem. When people don't agree, they do not, in normally in management, we have to agree to disagree. They teach. Right? Vedanta teaches only that all the time. You have to agree to disagree. Right? So, different minds have different makeups. And because of that, there will be different levels of problems and appreciations. So, except Atma, everything else is different. Except Atma, everything else is different. So mind is different, opinions are different, likes and dislikes are different between people. Always they are different. Right? Even for me, I like one thing today, tomorrow I may not like the same thing. So all these things are different. So all these take, people normally take these things as big complaints. Right? They always think. So because facts, they are not able to accept facts. Facts you can never challenge. Facts have to be accepted. It's a fact. You have to accept it. There is no way to challenge a fact, not to accept a fact. So the awareness that all these things are facts, difference of opinion is a fact, difference in taste is a fact, quarrels between people is a fact. They all will happen. So we cannot stop it. Guna, guneshu vartante. When you interact with the world, you will always generate all these problems. They will happen. So I play the role according to the role. Whatever is the role I have taken, father role, mother role, whatever role, I play the role. I don't carry on that particular thing and worry all the time. I don't do that. I don't get depressed. I don't get tension. All this anxiety, worry, everything I don't get because they all belong to the body. I cannot stop it. So that is not that because jnanavastita chetasaha, for a jnani, he is ever established in that jnana. And what about his activity? What are the actions he is doing? He takes to activity. Lot of activities he does. And especially grihastha means lot of activity will be there, right? When he is in the grihastha ashrama, lot of activity will be there. I have to take up to activity which I do not personally like because I don't want to engage in any activity at all. But this is a responsibility. This is a duty for me to take it. So I will take all of them. So for the sake of wife, for the sake of children, for the sake of father, mother, I have to engage myself in so many things. I have to do so many things. I have to be always engaged in those things at all because the very ashrama, grihastha ashrama itself has certain dharmas. That grihastha ashrama has some dharmas. They are all there which have to be followed. I cannot say, oh, I am a jnani, so nothing bothers me. No. You have to do the duty of the father, the husband, the wife, all that things have to be done. But what is the difference? These karmas are yajnaya acharataha. What a nice way of putting it. I do all these karmas yajnaya. Yajnaya acharataha. The one who does all the karma as yajna or as a Ishwara arpanam or Brahma arpanam. Whatever you do, any activity you do, you scold your child because the child did not do the homework properly. Again what? Yajna. Ishwara arpanam. I scold this child because I am offering it to the Lord. I don't scold my child. I offer it to the Lord because it is my duty to enforce discipline in my child. So if I have to do for that, I have to do it. It is my duty. So yajnayam acharataha. All these things is done as a duty or as a Ishwara arpana. I offer it to the Lord. Whatever way one wants to do that. Worship, it's a dharma, maintenance of the harmony of the world. All that thing, you know. You can take any one of them. So even though I might not need, because I am a jnani, because in the grihastha ashrama, he is the grihastha ashrama jnani. Even though I may not need all of them, the moment I am part of the grihastha ashrama, to maintain the harmony in that household, to maintain the harmony in the grihastha ashrama, I have to take up that role. I cannot escape from that role. This answers your last question. I cannot escape from that role because that is the role I have taken. Okay. So if jnani also goes to buy a ticket in some movie theater, he also has to stand in the line. He cannot say, I'm jnani, I can straight go in. No. He has to stand also in the line. Right? Because it's a role play. You have to do that. There is no escape from that at all. Otherwise, harmony will be disturbed. If he jumps off the line, harmony will be disturbed. That's why this person also, when he is the grihastha ashrama, he has to listen to everybody. He has to appreciate everybody's problems and should be able to live harmoniously with all of us. Because it's the problem. So, yajna can be taken as maintenance of harmony. We can call it as maintenance of the harmony in the world. Acharataha. Acharataha means the one who performs karma. Acharataha. The one who performs karma with this attitude. Yajnaya. With this attitude. And such a person. And all these explanations are for whom? They are all for a grahastha jnani. Grahastha ashrama vidvat sannyasi. For a person who is engaged in grahastha ashrama. Who is very much in grihastha ashrama. That is why King Janaka, he was a great king. He was a kshatriya. So all the people, all this, they all have all these misconceptions. How only a brahmana should be a jnani? No. Anybody can be a jnani. He is a kshatriya. And he was very much in the field of activity all the time. If somebody does something wrong, he has to punish him. That is the duty of the king. When somebody does something good, he has to praise him again. He has to protect the country, fight wars. All this he has to do. But all the time, he is reveling himself. Atmanyeva, Atmana, Tushtaha. Because he is ever a jnani. He is established in that drishti all the time. So even though he does all these roles, he plays all these roles as a sense of duty. As a sense of his responsibility. But he is not affected by any of them. That is why when they said, when Mithila is burning, he said, so what? Mithila is burning. So that's what he said. So, you know, normally they said that, you know, when Rome is burning, somebody was playing the fiddle or something, right? So, so all these explanations are for Yagrahastha Ashramashanyasi Pravrittim Margastam Jnani. Such a person's karma, Praviliyate, it will dissolve without binding him, without causing him any samsara. So that person will not have punya papa, he will not have any jananam, any maranam, punarjanma. None of those things will be there for this person because they do not affect him in any way. So that is how one has to train the mind all the time. This will not come at any one time. This has to be trained for a long time. Because problems will be, the moment you get out, there are problems. The moment you engage in problems, you forget Vedanta. We have to remember our Swarupam all the time. We are ever free. These are all bindings belonging to the body. But we should deal with them. We own the body. We have to deal with them. But at the same time, we should know they don't cause any worry to me. They don't cause any anxiety to me. That is why all the time, all the problems people have is because of what? They think all the problems belong to themselves. They have to deal with it. Of course, it will have difficulties to deal with it. But when you are ever composed, you can deal with it also well. If you are not composed, if you are worried, anxious, you cannot deal with your own problems well at all. You will be confused, you will do it with things and in a rash, and it's all going to be a problem. So, all the time, one has to remember this, then such a person, praviliyate, all these things will be dissolved without binding him. So, no karma is binding for such a person. Even if he scolds somebody, even if he does anything wrong also, does not matter, it will not bind him. For that, jnani, it will not bind him. यो वेदादौ स्वरं प्रोक्तो वेदान्ते च प्रतिष्ठितः तस्य प्रकृतिलीनस्य परस्य महेश्वरः श्रीकृष्णार्पणमस्तु।